Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise. I surrender my life to you for the rest of my days. God, you get all.
You get all the glory. You get all the praise.
You get all my.
You get all the praise.
Oh,
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. We just come with a humble heart and stretched out arms today and say, have your way in our lives this awesome Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Or we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor belongs to you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for keeping us as we slept in slumber on last night, how you sustained us, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line, over ourselves, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet today, Lord God. Order our footsteps today, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. We welcome you in our services on today, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today. Heal the deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless that wonderful name of Jesus today. He's worthy to be praised. We just come to say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. We say thank you. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. You're still making house calls on today, and we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're doing a shanda. You're doing a turnaround in our lives on today, Lord God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, Lord God. We lift up the first responders and their families to you today, Lord God. Keep them safe from all harm and danger. Keep them safe from all sickness and diseases, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all the firefighters and their families to you today, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Order and deliver them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The gas station attendants and their families, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free, Lord God. The ambulance drivers and their families, Father God. Cover them and keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today. We just say thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even our neighbors' children today, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, that will draw them to you and not snatch them from you, Lord God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continuously to bless them, Lord God. Continue to build them up, Lord God, as you pour out to your people all over the world, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep your arms around Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to continuously look to the hills for coming to our help, Lord God. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you, Lord God. You say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today, Lord God. We just thank you for your right hand continuously holding us up, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for peace in the nations on today, Lord God. Peace in the Washington, D.C., in the White House today, Lord God. We just thank you for your peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding, Lord God. Place the right people in Biden's path, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just give you the praise. We give you the glory for the armed force right now, Father God, and their families, Lord God. We ask you to cover and keep them safe, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up all those in the penitentiaries in the county jail on today, Lord God. Place people in their path that will speak you to them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for visiting every hospital, every nursing home on today, doing a shine, doing a turnaround for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name, you Dr. Jesus. You Dr. G, you the great physician. We say, have your way today, Lord God. Order our footsteps, Lord God. We plead the blood over every mean of transportation from the airplanes, train, buses, and cars today, Lord God. Dispatch their angels all around right now in the name of Jesus. And have your way today, Lord God. Your will be done, not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way today, Lord God. Saturate with this line with your Shekinah glory, Lord God, which is your presence, God. Have your way today, Father God. In your precious Son, Jesus, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We are absolutely nothing without you, Father. Nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Father God, we want to come to you and glorify you and magnify you, Father God. Because you're the Most High God and there's no one like you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh Father God, having your blood run through our veins. Because there's life up in the blood. And we thank you, oh Father God, for giving us life, oh Father God, more abundantly, oh Father God, than what we have had in the past, oh Father God, strengthening us, oh Father God, in all areas of our lives, oh Father God, removing the strongholds, oh Father God, that have been set up in our lives, oh Father God, that has suddenly affected us, oh Father God, in our walk with you in certain areas, oh Father, removing those strongholds also, oh Father God, the subtle deceit, oh Father God, that they have had us in our lives, oh Father God, the set up beliefs, oh Father God, in the collection of ideas and information and knowledge about the experience, oh Father God, that is not from God, and it cannot be true, oh Father God. So we ask you, oh Father God, to cast down, oh Father God, those imaginations, oh Father God, and every high thing that exalts itself, oh Father God, of the true knowledge of you, oh Father God, and bring it into captivity every thought, oh Father God, into the obedience of Christ, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you for your great love that you have for us, oh Father God, to remove those things, oh Father God, from out of our lives, oh Father God. Because Christ, oh Father God, is the way to truth and the life. And we cannot get to you and spiritual righteousness, even in physical righteousness, terrestrial and celestial, without going through you, oh the Christ, oh Father God. So we thank, oh Father God, that you sent your Son, oh Father God, to die upon Calvary, oh Father God, to release us, oh Father God, from all of the things that may have been that have held us captive and in bondage, oh Father God. Because you have a destiny in for us, oh Father God, because of your great love to us. All of those experiences and trials and tribulations, oh Father God, that we have went through in life, oh Father God, we needed, some of us needed to go through, oh Father God, to see you in it, oh Father God, and see that you are God of your word, oh Father God, that you kept us, oh Father God, and your word was a light unto our path, oh Father God, when our mind was stayed upon you, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, and honor you, Father God, for all that you have done, all the things that you are going to do up in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we cannot magnify you for us by your enough. Oh, Father God. But I ask, oh, Father God, as our heart beat, oh, Father God, up in each and every individual body, that it be a praise unto you, oh, Father God. Every thought, oh, Father God, that we may have, oh, Father God, that it be filtered, oh, Father God, with your word only, oh, Father God, not entertaining, oh, Father God, like we have done before by men, that we have made a foundational pillar in our life. So we ask you, O Father God, by the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, to cleanse us and wash us and set us free from all of those things, O Father God, and from the strong man that had those hidden forces, O Father God, in our lives, O Father God. So we ask you to pull down in this manner and to break those and demolish those things within our lives, O Father God, because our weapons of warfare is not carnal but mighty. So you, O Father God, pulling down all strongholds within our lives, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do for the lives of your people, oh Father God. And we thank you for your word, oh Father God, because the word has become flesh through Christ, oh Father God, that we are vessels, oh Father God, for you, oh Father God, to carry you around in us because you sit on the throne of our heart, oh Father God, and you regulate, oh Father God, everything, oh kingdom carriers, oh Father God, and each individual, oh Father God, that we may meet in the kingdom, oh Father God, because the kingdom of God dwells within us, oh Father God. So we ask, oh Father God, that you would, oh Father God, carry us through the process, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh Father God, where we will not be tossed to and fro, oh Father God, by the traditional things, oh Father God, that we have been taught in the past, oh Father God. We thank you for your great love, oh Father God, for setting us free, Father God. We thank you for your hand, oh Father God, upon us, oh Father God. We thank you for covering us in your feathers, oh Father God, and that no weapon, oh Father God, formed against us shall prosper, but those weapons, oh Father God, that may have prospered in the past, oh Father God, but the enemy meant for bad, oh Father God, turned around for our good, oh Father God, to bring us to expected end, oh Father God. Because you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and you allow those things to happen up in our lives, oh Father God, for you. Not of ignorance, not of stupidity, or anything negative, oh Father God, but your great love for, oh Father God, that you knew that it was going to bring a son to you, oh Father God, because that's the great wisdom and knowledge and love that you have for us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, so we thank you and honor you, oh Father God, for all that you are doing, oh Father. And Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh Father God, I ask that nations be awakened, oh Father God, as it says in Joel 3:12, oh Father God. Let the nations be awakened, and also, Father God, let the earth hear the voice of you, oh Father God. Oh, and that your word, oh Father God, that permeates within them, oh Father God, will judge the nations, oh Father God, that the word dwells within them, oh Father God, because your spirit, oh Father God, dwells, oh Father God, within us, oh Father God. And we ask that the spirit will be awakened, oh Father God, to not be bombarded, oh Father God, from the things that we have been bombarded with in the past, oh Father God. Judge those nations, oh Father God, in your sight, oh Father God. And we thank you for that, oh Father God, because your judgment is of righteousness, oh Father God. You are not a God, oh Father God, of evil, oh Father God. You do not put evil upon them, but you are a God of love, oh Father God. You have, Father God, have put fear, oh Father God, of them, because unto fear, oh Father God, that you put a sinner's upon us, oh Father God, is unto righteousness, oh Father God. So we thank you for that, oh Father God. Not the fear that the world puts upon us, but the fear, oh Father God, that you initiate a sinner, oh Father God, that is from you, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, that you are delivering us, oh Father God, from the bondage of the corruption, oh Father God. And into the glorious liberty, oh Father God, the one that is in you, oh Father God. And we ask, oh Father God, that you would send forth your spirit of truth to bear witness of you, oh Father God, and to convict, oh Father God, the world of sin, oh Father God, of righteousness and of judgment, oh Father God. Oh Father God, cause them to repent, oh Father God, and to turn from their idols, oh Father God. Oh Father God, shake the nations, oh Father God, so they will come, oh Father God, to the desire of all nations, the mighty ones, to prepare for war, oh Father God, because it is a war, oh Father God, and we fight it not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, oh Father God, and high places, oh Father God. Oh Father God, the ambassadors, oh Father God, that you have, oh Father God, even like the enemy has his ambassadors, oh Father God. I ask that you would send your ambassadors, his ambassadors before all nations, oh Father God, into the heart and the minds of those who are in power, oh Father God. Father God, open them a door, oh Father God, and put them for the word that you send to them, oh Father God, that they will open up their mind, oh Father God, that they will see the mysteries of Christ, oh Father God, and bring them, oh Father God, into that understanding of what is really going on, oh Father God, that the gospel of the kingdom, oh Father God, can be preached unto them individually and personally, and also unto the world, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, oh Father God. Thank you, tearing down, oh Father God, the hierarchy of demons, oh Father God, that is time, oh Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your armor, oh Father God, that it is fitted and tightly woven upon us, oh Father God, where there is no crack on looseness, and it is fitted tightly upon us, oh Father God, where we be able to stand strong, oh Father God, in this time, oh Father God. Father God, we thank you for your great love. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the healing of the nations. We thank you, oh Father God, for healing every individual, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for the mind of Christ rising up within us in our eyes, oh Father God, and our perception of things, oh Father God, is being filtered, oh Father God, by the word of God, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you for these enhancements, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for the abilities and the gifts that you have given us in the dispensation season and time for us to stand strong, because your word is a light, oh Father God, into our path, oh Father God, that you have us to walk on and stand in, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for your word. We thank you for your spirit, oh Father God, and we thank you for your love and all the things that you have done for us, Father God. And also, Father God, I must ask, oh Father God, that you forgive us, oh Father God, of all of the sins, oh Father God, that were committed in our temples, oh Father God, by indoctrinations, oh Father God, and by misunderstanding and misinterpretation, oh Father God. I ask you, Father God, that you will wash us with your blood, oh Father God, and you'll wash our temples clean, oh Father God. And I now ask, oh Father God, in the name of God, for come and see us, oh Father God, that you will come, oh Father God, and to fill our temples and those places that the enemy may have had residence within us in, oh Father God, and that your presence, oh Father God, will permeate in us, oh Father God, in every area, oh Father God, of our lives, oh Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your one and ministering angels, oh Father God. We thank you for you regulate the systems within our bodies to work together. We thank you, oh Father God, for the original intent, oh Father God, and what Christ did upon Calvary. We thank you for bringing us back into that place, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God. We honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Shalom.
Father, and we surely thank you, and we give you the glory, Father. We magnify your name forever, Father, because surely you are worthy. Surely you are worthy, Father. Father, we exalt your name in this hour. We lift you up in this hour. We glorify you. For surely there is none like you. And Lord God, within us, Lord God, every fiber of our being, do we lift you up? Do we worship you? Do we give to you every portion of who we are? That you and you alone may be lifted up and exalted. That when men may see us, Lord God, they may look up and give you the glory. Thank you so much, Father, for even allowing us to be partakers, oh Father. Partakers, Lord God, of life in the Lord. Thank you even now, Lord God, that you've caused, Lord God, that of your Son, who has given up himself for us, oh Father, that we truly, Lord God, may be one in the Spirit. Even as, Lord God, you have said, you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. You've caused us to be one in him, that when you look on us, oh Father, you do not see us, but you see the blood of your Son. Father, we thank you even now as we exalt your name. As we worship your name, we look unto you. We thank you even now, Lord God, that it is the blood of Yeshua, that cleanses, it washes, it purges. Thank you for the water that cleanses us. The water, Lord God, of obedience to what your word has said. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given us, oh Father. No, Father, we thank you that they are the three that agree in the earth. And you've caused us, Lord God, to yield to the Spirit of the living God. And you said, even as we submit ourselves unto the Holy Spirit, you said, submit first. Then we were able to resist whatever force that would attempt to come and try to change the way that you have caused us to live. That same, Lord God, resistance will cause us to stand up against anything that is contrary to your kingdom. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you have given us that authority in our mouth. It was restored when the Lord said, it is finished. You gave us, Lord God, the restoration, Lord God, of walking in the dominion and subduing, Father God, you said. You gave us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, dominative authority, Lord God, over that which was in the air. Every satanic force that would manipulate and contrive to attempt to bind and tie the minds and the thoughts, the will of the people of God. You gave us authority over those deities in the air. You told us, Father, you also gave us authority in the sea. Father God, over the things of the sea, and we thank you even now, Lord God, that you gave us authority over every satanic force that would form in the sea from the segment of deities when they were thrown down, hit that arena. That arena, Lord God, you gave us authority over. You gave us authority, Lord God, over the beast of the ground and every creeping thing. So every type of force that would try to enter in, Lord God, an animal-like substance or even a bug, because you said every creeping thing, you gave us authority over those satanic forces. Father, you caused, Lord God, your love to be able to stand up and fight against that which will attempt to keep us from being in the place of intimacy with you. That same love will destroy that which is against your kingdom. That same love will rise up, and it will literally love the hell out of those that would attempt to come to bring hell. For you said in your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as you spoke to Peter, and you say, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. It was prevailing against the truth of that which you revealed unto him, because only the Holy Spirit could have revealed that. Oh, Father God, concerning that the Lord himself was the Son of God. Father God, we thank you even now as you're manifesting that to your people all around, far and near, the seven continents, because your word said in the book of Revelation that there was a number that could not be counted, and yet even that number is a remnant. Father God, we cry out in this hour. We cry out, Lord God, because we do not want to have the blood of anyone else upon our hands, oh Father. We cry out, Lord God, and we decree and declare that narrow is the way and straight is the gate. And oh, Father God, we thank you even now that you gave us the Lord himself, that we will be able to go into the place of the gate and the narrow way only by him. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that no thing that is created is above you. And therefore, we give you the glory, and every form of idolatry is pulled down, even if we make ourselves that it is pulled down to the place where it should be. And that is, Lord God, in humility, that we may stand in this hour giving your name the glory. There is not one brother and sister that we should not love and fight for. And therefore, we stand with a boldness in your authority to fight for those who may not know, for those that the enemy may have held captive by his will. But we decree your word, Lord God, that you, Lord God, held captivity captive, and you gave gifts unto men. And Lord God, you gave it, Lord God, for a period of time until you return. Father God, I pray even now, Lord God, to everything that you have given unto your people, that it would be utilized to the fullest to give your name the glory. that your name may be forever lifted up and exalted, O Father. We thank you even now, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we give your name, Lord God, the worship that it deserves. Because, Father, you say you dwell in the midst of the presence of your people. Father God, we lift you. Lord God, we magnify your name. We extol your name. So therefore, wherever we go, we expect the kingdom of God to be manifested, because you said in your word, the kingdom of our God has become the kingdoms of this world, and it is so because your word says so, Father God. Lord God, we speak, Lord God, in the atmosphere of anyone who may be bound in fear. The Father never gave it. He never gave that to any one of his people. And therefore, we make a decree in the realm of the spirit that fear, you are held bound, and you cannot move, and we command you to leave the people of God now, because Father never gave it, and therefore you are illegally trespassing. We command you to go by the authority of Yeshua Mashiach. Rise up in the authority that the Father has placed within. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, because you are agreeing in heaven with the Son and the Holy Spirit, and we stand with a boldness and your authority. We command the forces of darkness to be removed from the minds and the thoughts of the people of God, that the enemy will contrive words and thoughts and ways that will say this is this because of that, but it's a lying wonder, and we command the lying wonder to be destroyed. We command the mouth of the liar to be shut and stopped. We decree the word of God, because Father exposed him even before Mama in the time that we are living in, to know. He said it in Isaiah 14, what the enemy would do. He let us know ahead of time, and he also showed us what his son would do in annihilating it, because the word of God said, if they had known that who they thought they were taking out was the Lord of glory, they never would have done it. They never would have done it. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that you have caused us to stand up with a boldness against anything that is contrary to your kingdom, because you restored us to dominative authority to do so. You set us back into the place, Lord God, to tend that which you originally gave us. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Father God, we thank you right now that throughout the month of that, Lord God, which you have caused us to be in, we take authority and we snatch those from the clutches of hell that the enemy has set up through the lies and the channels of darkness. But we decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that the blood of Yeshua is against the plots and the plans of the enemy that's been assigned against our brethren. The spirit of deception, the wiles of the enemy has been destroyed and exposed. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that you even told us, Lord God, the wealth of the wicked was laid up, but there is not one where you can find out in scripture, but that you said that you was going to release it, because you gave us dominionative authority when it was restored, and you told us that we are to command that the enemy loose that which belongs to us. Because there is an inheritance that you gave to each one of us. It is our inheritance, not another person's inheritance. That's why you had an issue with Esau. Because he gave up the inheritance that you gave to him. We're not to give up that, but we'll command the enemy to loose that that the Father said was laid up. We command you to loose the wealth that belongs to the people of God, and every mouth must open up and command that the enemy loose it yourself, because the Father placed the authority in you. The very word of God, strangles the voice of the enemy. It causes it to be annihilated, and every sound that the enemy will produce in the earth of the sounds, the same sounds that went throughout the time of Babylon, we command those sounds are destroyed. It is annihilated. We only hear the Lord's
speaking. The Father gave us specific instructions, and his Son showed us it. When he was here, he said, I only speak what I hear my Father saying. We only speak what we hear the Lord saying, because we cannot go unto the Father except for by his Son. It is his word, and the Father decreed it, and he set it into motion when he said in Psalms, I have exalted my word above all my name. Mm. His word, his Son, encompasses all of it. This is why the Lord said that, behold, I come in the volume of the book. It was even in that which could not even be bound in books, because it was written that if it had been placed in the scrolls of the time in which we live in, the whole world could not contain what he had done. So he will reveal it. To each one of his people, as we are in the place of intimacy, when he said, come, because there was a restoration to the coming, where he would draw us into that place of the secret place with us and just him. It is him that will reveal to us, as we go into the place of intimacy with our Father, as he draws us, as he awakens us in the wee hours, whatever time he awakens, so our spirit to come into that secret place, that he may whisper unto us the revealing of his word, because the Father said there shall be no more bond, no or free, no more Greek, no Jew, no more male nor female, but there shall be one in the Spirit. It is with the Spirit of the living God, with the Holy Spirit in the mouth, so they begin with the Son. This is why the Lord said, unless I go, he would not come. Father God, we thank you that the Lord went, that the Holy Spirit may be released, that we will be restored to have the Holy Spirit living within, and we will be restored to the dominion that you gave us. We will be restored to our image being like you. We will be restored, Lord God, our thoughts will be like your thoughts, and our ways will be like your ways, because we are no longer that of the old man, but the new, in the name of Yeshua. That's why we could not go to the womb another time. It had to be by the Spirit. Oh, Father, we thank you right now that you're manifesting in the hour that we will understand what your word is saying. You said that in all of our getting, that we're to get an understanding. Oh, my Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you that no weaponry that is formed will prosper. Because you exposed the foul law. You said according to Psalm 91, you exposed the foul law. And the foul law is a bird of prey. It is a manifestation of that fallen deity, the Nephilim, but you would expose to us it, that we may annihilate it. You would also expose to us the Nasrani concerning, Lord God, the noisome pestilence that would try to invade the body, cause the body to be racking in pain. But you gave us the authority by you're exposing it, that we command it to go, because you said, last, make it the bones, God, to be fast. You said in your word, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that last, the Lord God, is good for the soul, because we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And that fear is not a fear that the enemy would give. It is a reference to the presence and the spirit of the living God. Father God, we thank you. There is a restoration of a reverence of you in the name of Yeshua, of a reverence of you. Father, we thank you for Holy Spirit being manifested, Lord God, that we come out from the things of the world, not that system. Oh, Father, that John revealed, oh, my Father God, of this beast that will come out of the sea, which is a representation of people, tongues. Oh, my Father God, multitudes and nations. Oh, God, it was an incorporation of all of it, but you expose it as you revealed it to your Son. Oh, my Father God, a joke. Oh, my Father God, I thank you right now that you're causing a manifestation of your people that will sit and eat the scroll. They will shit, Lord God, in the secret place. And open up the scroll of your word and allow volumes, oh my Father God, as you pour it in, oh God, as they press their way in to the secret place, you'll reveal, oh my Father God, your word unto each and every one of us. My Father God, I thank you right now and give your name the glory. Oh Father, my Father, oh Father, because you reveal, as you told the Lord concerning Peter, oh my Father God, flesh and blood could not reveal this to you because it only could be revealed by the Spirit of God. We thank you right now, oh God, as you're causing it to come into manifestation, oh God, and we give your name forever the glory. We bless your name forever. We glorify your name forever. We exalt your name forever. We lift up your name forever. We worship your name forever, most holy one of Israel.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hand, nailed in your feet. Pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You paid it all.
passion that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Lorion Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And certainly we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for you joining us. And I am excited about what God is doing, and certainly I know you are too. So we welcome each and every one of you from all parts of the world in the United States and joining us on today. And certainly, as I always say, I don't take advantage or take for granted what God is doing for the body of Christ and the kingdom leaders. Those of you who are joining us via Blog Talk, please share with others. You can go to our page and share with those who are listening in so that they will be blessed with the word from the Lord as well. And we bless God for you and you. Whatever time zone you in, we bless in the Lord and thanking you for connecting with us in this season. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, who are so diligently to stand in the stead as a interceptor for the kingdom of God. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. And I certainly know that there's a word from the Lord. Those of you who are sharing, who follow me right now, please share it with others so that they can be blessed with this word from the Lord on today. If you have been following me, I've been sharing from the book of Daniel's chapter. Actually, throughout the book of Daniel, I've been sharing from that place. Today, we're going to go back to the book of Daniel, and surely I know that this is going to bless you on today. So as I always tell the people, buckle your seatbelt up. This is going to be a powerful word from the Lord, especially right now with what we're experiencing and what we're seeing in the world. Many of us, we need to know exactly what God is saying to us for the right now of our life. And he doesn't want you to miss what he's doing right now in this specific time and dispensation of time. So you don't want to miss it, and certainly you don't want other people to miss it as well. So I want to encourage you and admonish you to share with others that they may be blessed on today as well, and lives will be touched and lives will be ministered to with the word of the Lord God. Amen on today. All right, let's move into the word of God from the book of Daniel chapter number one. The book of Daniel's chapter number one. Daniel's chapter number one. I certainly know that this is going to bless many of you on today. Daniel's chapter number one, right now, word for where we at in the land and where God is taking many of us right now. And you will understand today what I'm going to share with you. You're going to understand why many of us, our mind and our bodies have been going through so many different types of sound, frequency, rhythm. We'll understand a little bit more why things are happening in the world. We'll understand more today what the noble birthing was all about, what this the eugenics is all about. You'll understand today specifically why they want you to take the vaccine. You'll understand why everything has been existing. So I'm going to go straight into the word of the Lord God, and you will be blessed today. And some of you who are dealing with issues in your body, you think they're medically inclined. No, they're spiritual forces that are working against the systems of our human body. And so what I'm going to share with you from the book of Daniel chapter number one is not about a fast. This is about the systems of the human body. And today's message today, you can write it down: when your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm. When your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm. So many of us today, we are carriers of the sacred codes and the mysteries of the kingdom of God within inside of us. Now, most people will tell you everything is on the outside. No, everything is internally. It's very powerful to understand the book of Daniel's chapter number one and what it's all about. The book of Daniel chapter number one, it's not about a fast. I want people to understand that. When people read the book of Daniel, they read the book of Daniel from the place of a fast. The book of Daniel is not about a fast. This book of Daniel is about the manifestation of Daniel's lifestyle. And through his lifestyle, you will find he will be able to operate under four ancient deity gods in their kingdom. So what am I saying? You will find out today, how was Daniel to work with Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian king who had his own deity, and how he served under his son, and then how he served under Neo-Persian kingdom, under a Neo-Ancient kingdom. So what I'm sharing today is for most of us who are in the body of Christ, when you're mentally, physically, and spiritually in tune with God, no matter where you go around the world and what demons are in cities, towns, regions, neighborhood, and community, it means nothing to God because your body have the power in the presence of God. And you'll find that out in chapter number one. Let's go into chapter number one of the book of Daniel. Now, the book of Daniel is very pivotal to you, to us all. And so when you read the book of Daniel, or let's break it down like this. When you read the Old Testament is considered concealed. Then you go into what we call the Old Testament, what you call concealed, 39 books. Then you move into the five books of what we call Christology, the life of Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach. Then you go from that into what we call pneumatology. Pneumatology is what we call the study of the Holy Spirit. Then revelation is called eschatology. Now, that deals with end time, end of an age, end of an era, end of a dispensation, end of whatever it is. It's an end time. So when you come and you teach the Old Testament, of many people who really don't know the Old Testament, is due to the teacher who's teaching you. So we all heard growing up that Jesus took 39 stripes. That's what we all heard. He was beat with 39 stripes. What really 39 stripes were is Jesus came to fulfill Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament. So he carried it. So every stripe he took on the Old Testament. What was concealed, Jesus in Christology, which means the four gospels, what he did is what was concealed, he did what? Revealed them. So what Jesus did is revealed what was concealed. So everything that was concealed, he revealed it to us by what? Taking them on him. He took on the duty and he took on the responsibility. So when he took it on, then he took on the stripes or he was beat. So what the law, the letter did or killeth it, then Jesus brought life to it. Through what? The spirit. So that you had the letter. And the letter never gave you an opportunity, so the letter killed it. So what he did is he came to what the letter did not do and fulfilled it with the cure. So Jesus was a cure for whatever cursed us in the Old Testament. That's why I tell you, I don't care how many people want to curse me out. Cuss me out. You can't curse me out. You can cuss me out, but you can't curse me out. Why? Because when you carry the presence of God in you, a cure can destroy a curse. So let people cuss. They can cuss all day. They can't curse you because you have a cure. So when you carry the presence of God in you, you carry the very power and authority over any curse or anybody cussing you out. So don't try to spend time trying to get people back. Your presence will turn them back to the presence of God. That's why the word of the Lord God said, when a man ways please the Lord, he'll do what? He'll make his enemy have peace with him. See, you walking in the presence and the power of God with authority. So let's move into the word of God from the book of Daniel. Those who have been following us over the years, you'll understand when I break down the book of Daniel, which is considered a major prophet. So in the Old Testament, you have four deriving studies in the Old Testament as it relates to law, history, poetic and prophetic. So I'm taking you into what I call the prophetic books and the poetic books, and then you have the history, and then you have law. So you have law, then you have what you call history, and then you have poetic and prophetic. Now, today, later on in my teaching today, when I teach in the service, I'm going to give you all a little glimpse so you can all understand when I go into rhythm and talk about movement and frequency, you'll all be blessed today. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. You've been blessed so far. Put some stars up there and say, I've been blessed so far. Amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. Now, today's message, you can write it down. When your body becomes the manifestation of God's presence in the earth realm. Daniel chapter number one. Now, Daniel, the book of Daniel is literally to be able to give you the historical account of the faithful Jews. Not Zionists, Jews, who live in captivity, and to show how God's people were in control, or God was in control of the heavens and the earth, in spite of the forces of nature and the destiny of a nation in the care of his people. So when you read this particular book, you'll find that Daniel, they were all in captivity, but their mind was not in captivity. There are people in the earth realm that are worse off than people in prison. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? Somebody in prison, they're locked in, they can't get out. No, that's true. But if you can be locked in prison, but if your mind is not locked, you're still free. And Nelson Mandela proved that by being locked in prison for 28 years, but his mind was never locked out. So the problem in the world today is not being captive, it's do the enemy have your mind? Because if the enemy have your mind, then he can get your body. And the problem with most people is the moment people get your mind, they get your body. Oh, yeah, oh, you got to be ready. I'm going somewhere today. Oh, yeah, I'm going somewhere. We're going to go to the mountain early. I ain't going to be here long. I'm in a whole nother time zone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God here. So Daniel chapter number one. Most people study Daniel from the place of a fast. I'm releasing and sharing Daniel from the place of a lifestyle. That's why when you understand what the virus was all about in 2019, the setup of 2019 and the obituary year of 2020 and the mental capacity of the mind of 2021, grieving, suicidal thoughts, depression, and now 2022, because what 2022 brings you into is the mastery of light. In other words, what it's doing now is bringing you into the liberty and the light of what's inside you. If I want to take it a little deeper, what 2022 is now taking corona virus and creating a corona crown. So most of us are coming into the light of what was darkness in the things of the world and the things of the word. You'll understand that when you understand Genesis, which really, when you read the book of Genesis, it really means gene or the secret genes or genealogy of its original or origin. And you will be able to tap into that dimension and spiritual realm. Many of you, we came into this year, came into this month with great anticipation of powerful things happening, and they are. But you have to stay in that place of God and not be interrupted by demonic powers and principalities. How many of you came into this month with All Points Bulletin, a major distraction? You came into this month with people talking about stuff you ain't even heard of. You came into this month dealing with things that people said about you that are old. How many of you are dealing with old school foolishness instead of new things for your life? How many of you been, the enemy is trying to interrupt your destiny with demonic presence that's going to take you back to damage? So stay in this place and you will know and see what God has for you right now in this hour that you're in. Let's move into the word of the Lord God and bless God's people on today. Daniel chapter number one. And I want to go straight into chapter number one, verses number four, but I'm going to move through it. Because the most important verse here is what's critical for right now. Even as you move into this month and you go into the 10th day, April 10th will shift many things for our life. April 10th will shift many major things for the lives of God's people. Write that down. April the 10th will literally transform a wealth in you. You can mark my word on this one. April 10th will open up the mind and the spirit of many people in the earth realm as it relates to wealth in you. And out of that place, your ideas, your invention, your creativity, the book you didn't write, the ideas you didn't have, the things you didn't experience, the thing people was trying to steal from you, you will see after April 10th, 2020, two, you will see major things begin to unveil itself to your entire life that you have never thought would have happened to you or experienced in your life. You're going to tap into things that you didn't even dream you ever had. Some of you in your latter years are going to be greater than your former. Some of you are going to see a transformation of your thoughts, your will. You're going to see a transformation of your mind. You're going to see people that you, matter of fact, can I bless some of you? Some of you are going to see people maybe 5 to 10 years younger than you interested in you. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Because what's going to happen, you're going to enter into a transformation that you have never experienced in your life. See, you have to understand what the enemy plotted to do. Talk to people, say, the plot is being revealed. Oh, Rashad Elabor. I came to reveal the plot of the enemy of what he tried to do in the last 36 months to 48 months of your life. We're here to reveal the plot. See, chapter number one of the book of Daniel is all about revealing the plot that the enemy wanted to do against the body and the mind of Daniel. That's why you have to understand that when your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm, you are a manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm. Oh, good God Almighty. Why is it all of a sudden people are angry with you? Why all of a sudden stuff is happening to you? Why all of a sudden you go to the doctor can't even find things? Why is it that all of a sudden you're supposed to go in for an operation and they're counseling your appointment? Oh, I feel this thing this morning. I'm trying to get you to understand. See, we're in the time where God is revealing the plot of the enemy against his people. The prophet is revealing the secret. Because what the enemy want to do, he's trying to plot against your neck. You ain't seeing nothing what God is getting ready to reveal to the kingdom and to the people of God right now. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. I'm gonna get there. Touch him and say he's on his way. He's on his way this morning. Chapter number two. Chapter number one. Here's what he said. He said, now these are in chapter number one, verse number four. Children whom, okay, let me step back. I need to step back so you can understand it. All right. Let me just read it. Okay. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Judah means praise. Judah. These were in the original. Judah were the kingdom of those who were heavy praisers, who praised God, who were known to be praisers. And that praiser was not sound, that praiser was rhythm. These were of children who were wittiness, brilliant. They were wise children, talented children. Judah was a people of praise and presence. Write that down. Judah was a people of praise and presence. When you hear Judah, you hear people who praise into the presence. When you hear people with Judah, they will create a praise, but it will bring people into the presence. When they begin to flow, they begin to create a praise and a presence. So Judah here came, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a Babylonian kingdom, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand with parts of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. Now, what you have here is you have the vessels and the things of God with the things of their deity. So you had two different spirits came together, or the vessels came together. Now, here's what he did. House of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to his God, and brought the vessels into the treasurer house of God, of his God. Now, and the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, certain of the children of Israel, or promise. That's what Israel means, promise. And of the king's seed, and of the what? Princes. Children whom with no blemish, well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning knowledge, and understand science, and such had ability in them to stand in the king's, what, palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongues of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them daily provision of the king's meat. So now, what is going on in the world right now? What is going on in the world right now? What do you see right now that in the medical profession of the world, what is the medical profession in the world promoting right now? None of you can't talk about it. You know why? Because they're promoting what Hollywood wants you to focus on is Will Smith and Chris Rock, a slap in the face. And that's what they're doing again, a slap in the face. Now, what they're promoting now is they're promoting a vaccine for every child in the world to get the shot of the vaccine right now. That's the major promoting right now. They're trying to get children 4 and under to take the vaccine. You can go Google this right now. The medical profession is invested in everything right now for children. That's that major money. They're investing, marketing it, put it in there for children. That's what they're marketing right now. All of their investment is going right now. While the foolish parents, excuse me from saying that, and the foolish church people are dealing with, what they're doing is they're marketing our children's destiny right now. Educational stuff. Everything they're doing right now is geared towards any child. Listen to me. Any child that's 6 years and under. Google it right now. Google it right now. Health and Human Service, World Health Organization. All of these things, they're investing themselves in our children right now. And number one investment, the deepest investment, is in those neighborhoods and cities that they call hotspots in 2019 and 2021. They're investing major investment in those children. And if you had a child that was born through the coronavirus, your child is a target in the next 20 years. They study your child. They're going to study every move that child makes. They're going to study everything that child do, every education, because those children who were born in the coronavirus is almost back when they were looking for Jesus in 2 years and older, when they determined the times and the season when he was going to be born. That's the same thing these orders and secret societies are looking for, because in this generation you in right now, this is a generation that the Gregorian calendar prepared for 2020 and all those children that will be born at this time and born into the earth realm. Because you know what? Y'all are generational curse breakers. You are generational royalty and generational power. And you say, how do you know that, Prophet Matthew? Because in 2020, listen, Wester, in 2020, Prince Harry and Meghan took their child out of the royal family because it was a mixed child that had the blood, and Queen Elizabeth needed that child to be there. The Jesuit order needed that child to be there, and the Catholic Church needed that child to be there. The Scottish Rite needed that child to be there. And that young man took his child and left them billions and billions of dollars that he would have had to be king over there, and pulled them out of that circle, that demonic circle that was defined. Now, if y'all don't believe that, go study that too. He walked away with his wife and that little child, that male boy. And the world ain't ready for me. That's why everybody follow me today. You might as well go ahead and share right now. Share with some of your relatives and children right now what I'm doing. Go ahead and share with everybody. Everybody need to be following me right now. Now, when they did that, that was already a sign. Now, guess what's getting ready to happen? He get ready to come right back into position and authority. If you read, Tina Rice gave this to me. If you read what they did already in the word of the Lord God, if you go into Revelation, Revelation means eschatology, end time. What they did, what did the woman do? God took her up into the wilderness and took her out with the baby. Y'all ain't ready. See, all these secret codes that y'all wondering what's going on, all of this stuff that's a decoy, all this secret stuff hidden. Children's lives are at stake. This very moment, what's at stake is the life of the children. And if you want to even go to age 12 and under. So any child, grandfather, parent, if you have a child that was born during this corona time between 2019 and 2020 and coming into this new year, your child is already a major target. Every organization in the world have targeted those children right now. They're a major target. And you will see in 2023, 24, 25, 26, and 27, because between that seven-year period, they're studying every child. So you have to protect your child. And go right on that screen. Thank you, Prophet Matthew, for revealing the truth, because I'm revealing the things to you so you can understand. Right. And most of you think these little children are rebellious. No, they're brilliant kids. At age one, they're talking a language. At age two, they're talking to you. At 6 months, they're developing because they knew that the power of the generational breakers are coming in this time. It was this dispensation of time that you were in. It was already prepared centuries ago. Centuries ago. Right now was prepared centuries ago. So now I'm bringing it down to the book of Daniel so you can understand where you at right now. So most of you will understand where you're right now. Now, we won't talk about, oh, money coming, it's going to come. We won't talk about a new house, it's going to come. You have to understand what you have right now. In this hour, as many parents have that gold mine. Your children are a major gold mine right now. Their value is worth more than you ever imagined. A human life worth more than you ever imagined. That's why they created the abortion system. Planned Parenthood. All of these things, because they knew the research that they were doing was going to fall. Matter of fact, the prophetic lot fell on this time right now in this age, 2020. Matter of fact, after they did the census, they knew exactly to the detail. They knew specific detail. We just didn't know it. That's because they stole a lot of data and information, but I'm a revealer. I'm a revealer of the sacred code. I'm a revealer of the prophetic intelligence. Look at somebody say, Prophet Matthews operate in prophetic intelligence. I'm revealing prophetic intelligence, and I'm even breaking pathetic codes that have been spoken over people's lives. Some people are walking around with prophecies that was given to you that literally messed up your destiny. So you walking around with pathetic codes thinking those prophetic promises. And they ain't got nothing to do with your destiny and nothing to do with what God is trying to get you to right now in your walk with the Lord. All right, let's move into it. All right, let's go to verse number six. This is verse number six of Daniel. Now, among these of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave name. And he gave unto Daniel the name Belshazzar, to Hananiah and Shadrach and Meshach and Azariah Abednego. What he gave them is he gave them the Neo-Persian, or what we call Babylonian name. Their identity will be defined by their deity. Let somebody write that. See, your identity will be defined by their deity. So your original name, God said you will be, don't have it because you came into another system or a deity God system. And so they were known for their deity name, but in the presence of God, they were known for their greatness in him. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with what? Portions of what? The king's meat. Daniel would not defile himself with what? The portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested that the prince of the eunuch, that he might not defile himself. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to drink. He didn't want to live, and he did not want to carry anything that was of the Babylonian system or anything that of the what we call the coded system. The world. And for this, I want people to understand when I say that to you. I'm not fighting a man or a woman or an individual that decided to take the shot. Determining factor. And I know many of you took it based upon fear, what the job told you to do, what you had to do, what was told to you by pulpits and friends and family members. All of these things, you did it based upon that and some of other things. Now, that was your choice and decision. I have nothing to do with that. But I will tell you, you can mark this date down. By 2025, many of you will understand what I was talking about in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. You're going to understand it. Now, some of you understand it now because some people got clots. Some people have memory loss. Some people's body are going through things. Some females are wondering what's happening. A lot of things are happening now. But 2023 and 4 and 25 is going to be a major determining factor for many of you. And if you go study the United States Congress and the House of the United States Congress, when they release that people can get the shot, they put in their clause, you can't sue. You can't sue. So when you find out what's in there, which already is revealing now because some of them have to reveal what's in there, you can't sue them. You're not authorized. You can't sue them. And the government backs it up. It's all been backed up. All right, let me keep moving on so you can understand this. Now, all right, so Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with what? The portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he requested that the prince of the eunuch might not defile himself. Now, listen to this. Listen to this, men and women, God. This is for many of you prophetic people who followed what I was saying. Now God brought Daniel to favor, tender love with the prince of the eunuch. So those who stayed in the will of God, that God gave favor. Now, isn't it interesting right now, if you study this, right now, none of the Supreme Court justices had to take the shot. They said they didn't have to take the shot. So they wouldn't be partial when it came before them. So they didn't take the shot. Their family didn't take the shot. Now listen to this. Most major CEOs of corporations, they did this. You can Google that too. Most major CEOs of major corporations that told you to take the shot, they didn't take the shot. Their children didn't take the shot. Their family didn't take the shot. None of them did. Now you can go Google that too. They just exposed all of these major CEOs of major corporations. They told you, they passed everything down to you, and guess what? You all fell for the okey-doke. I'm done. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings, but you can go. Now, you don't believe me? Go Google that, too. You can do it. Because you know why? Everything I'm telling you what while I'm sitting here talking to you, while you watching me, get your other phone, your iPad, and go Google what I'm saying. Look at Google major CEOs, and then they take the shot. No, refuse them. And you can't do nothing because they're the CEO of corporation. Now, some did it because that, you know, and the ones, if you ever noticed, the ones that did it is the ones that already had pre-existing condition, and then some of them who had pre-existing condition, they were already on suicidal watch. So that was the easy way out. Because you'll find out, if you Google this right now, there's a major millionaire right now. He had a lot of wealth. He went and committed suicide himself. He took himself out because he was in so much pain. Go Google that right now. Look at billionaires. I'm just trying to help you out while we follow me. All right, stay with me. Don't go nowhere. I'm just breaking it down a little bit so you can understand as well. All right. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with what? The portion of the king's meat. Now, here's what he did. Nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the unit that he might not defile himself. What did he do? He went before the unit and requested. See, he didn't go do like us religious people do. Because, you know, you got a lot of church folks. They ain't saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. They're only saved, sanctified, and filled with the almost. Because they the Holy Ghost. The way some of these people act, they ain't got none of the Holy Ghost in them. They ain't sanctified. They sanctified. You only crank them up. And when you're not around them, they uncrank. So we're talking about the ones who are real people. Now, here's what he did. He gained favor with them. Why? Because a soft answer turns off wrath. The way you deal with your enemy is not from a hard place. You deal with your enemy from a gentle place. You win your enemy over. While the enemy is losing stress, going through stress trying to take you out, you're in the present because you're just talking kind. While people that snapping, because of who you are in the kingdom of God. So he did what? He requested. He said, look, I know what you want us to do. This is what I want you to do. Now listen to this. Now, Daniel had, now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, for I fear the Lord, the Lord, El, the Lord, the king, who has appointed your meat, what? Your meat, your food, your substance, your everything you to eat, everything you're taking in. I've been appointed for you and your drink. For why should he see your face worse like the children which are of what? Your sword. Did y'all hear what I said? So what they're saying, why did they have us, those who took the shots and those who didn't take the shot? We were battling against each other. Here's what the scripture said about it. Here's what the prince of the eunuch said. I want y'all to hear this. Now, this is the word of God. Now, this is Old Testament concealed, but I'm opening up so you can understand it's being what? Fulfill, because Jesus did what? Jesus revealed. All we're doing is fulfilling what was concealed and what was revealed. That's all we're doing. We are revealers. We are fulfillers of what's been revealed through what was concealed. So here's what he said. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my Lord, the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your face worse like the children which are of your sort? They divide us because they divided us who took the shot and who didn't take the shot. So guess what? Why should I even worry? Because when people see your sword and my sword, they'll be able to determine. But look at what Daniel did in the midst of what was going on. Let me, y'all follow. Now, I'm in the book. Look at somebody say, he is in the book. Everything I'm telling you, I'm in the book. Let me pause, because somebody going to go in their church, going to go before the people and give them a total different point of view. That's fine. Everything I'm giving you is in the book. I'm reading it from the Word of God, from the King James Version that was changed in 1611, the King James translation. Okay, now you may be reading it from another translation, but I'm giving it to you from this one. All right, now listen to this. Okay, here's what he said. I'm going to read it one more time, verse 6. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my Lord, the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should the Lord, why should he see your faces worse like them children which are of your sort? Shall he make me endanger my head to the king? Now, that's in the book. Everything I'm saying is that's what they told all of us, but they just didn't do it this way. Then Daniel to Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuch had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant. Now, look what they said. Prove thy servant, I beseech thee. 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat. Check my pulse. Check my pulse. Water to drink. Then let our countenance, there you go, your facial expression, be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. So you're going to see those who were eight of the Babylonian system, lived in the Babylonian system, and followed the Babylonian system. And look at those who did not eat or drink or go along with the Babylonian system or the ancient system that was prepared for you. You'll see the difference. This is what he said, the difference. Here's what he said here. Now, then, let's go down to verse number 13. He said, then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servant. He consented to them in the matter. and prove them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer, better in flesh than all the children which did eat of the portion of the king's meat. Y'all follow me? Thus Melster took away the portion of their meat, wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. He moved everything away, and he checked their pulse to see. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Prophet Matthew. You said you checked their pulse? Yeah. So after you had the shot, your body start going through all of these things, chemical balances of the human body. Most of us, we didn't take science class. Some didn't do biology, and then if you took biology, you flunked. But you went out there and had sex, you passed that class, so you flunked that one. So you missed biology. Some of the kids went, you know, you take biology, the study of the anatomy, study of the organs and all that stuff right there. Some people didn't pass the biology class. Now, that's why they flunked the street class, because they didn't pass the original class. Now, if you stay in my anatomy class, I'll teach you the academy. Touch people said, if you stay in Prophet anatomy class, I'll teach you the academy. Stay in anatomy, I'll teach you the academy. All right, let me go. Let me move on down so you can understand. Now, all right, now listen to this. This is going to bless you. And thus Melser took away the portion of the meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. And these four children gave them knowledge. Now listen to this. These four children gave them knowledge and skill in all the learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding of all visions and dreams. So from chapter number one, he was able to flow in chapter number two. Now, what am I speaking about right here? So everybody can understand this. I want you to hear this right now today. Many of you powerful people of God, right now, you can hear this today. This very moment of what I'm teaching right now today is important for you to understand this. That's why what we're getting ready to experience is the greatest counterfeit move in the earth realm. False people, false prophets, false teachers, false evangelists, false apostles, false bishops, false religious people. Why? Because chapter number one was simply about making sure your body became manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm. And many people who left in 2020 went on to be with the Lord. So when I ministered to many of you, you all remember when I started talking about the mantle change. Many people would not be able to handle these mantles because their body is not designed for the assignment to be able to handle the mantle. That's why there are many mantles in the earth realm that will never be passed down because they already vaccinate you with that or put it in your mind, control your mind. That's why I'm coming to break the incarceration system and bring you out of the demonic combination and the vaults of what's been locked in the people of God. So chapter two, you will find out that Daniel in chapter number two had power in what? The dream realm in the vision. So chapter number two, he will be able to interpret the dream for King Nebuchadnezzar and all of the wizards, the magicians, the sorcerer, the Chaldeans. The things were shut up to them. Why? Because it was shut up to what? King Nebuchadnezzar. Because they asked King, interpret the dream. He said it went from him. As soon as you show it with the prophetic presence, the whole entire region opened up to you because your body is a carrier of the presence of God, and you make demons fear you because of what's inside you. So when you speak from this place, you can speak to the dimensions of God. That's why it's not about mega ministry. It's about mega sound. You have a sound to tap into these presence and open up portals for people's lives to be able to interpret dreams. Prophesy into their lives. Bring them to dates and hours and times of what's happening in their lives. Let me read on down. Read on down. Here's what he said. And this is verse 18, if y'all follow me. Verse 18. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in what? Then the prince of the union brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now, listen to this. Every one in the world knows. Demonic powers, spiritual wickedness, demon people who operate in demon presence, counterfeit people. What did the word of God say in Revelation? They have a short time. They have a short window. The window of our enemies are coming to an end. The window of what the enemy tried to do is coming to the end. That's why spending more time now dealing with what? They're trying to divide Russia, Ukraine. Do you know Ukraine was part of Russia already way back in 1987 when Ronald Reagan was in the White House and he told Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the wall? Russia, Ukraine, and Russia were one country. They were already one country. They just divided it. Now, the invasion, Russia is trying to get back the country they once had. That's all. That's all up in the European, up Asia, up there. All of this was one nation. And then if you don't study and understand what's going on, you'll understand. Do you know already? Almost a million of those people over there came over in the United States already. They're over here, and guess what? Got to be on a boat and sent back. The Jamaicans got to be sent back. The Mexicans got to be sent back. Why? Because we're power source here. So a million of them was given free exoneration to come into the United States of America. Looking at me like that. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just letting you know. See, you got to understand what's happening in the world because what they're going to do, they're depopulating you to populate them. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't, said, y'all ain't ready for Prophet Matthew. You ain't ready for me. Let me finish so you can understand what's going on. And let me put a pin in it so people can understand. I have never seen so many saved, sanctified, spirit-filled people, scary cat. I ain't got time for no scary saints to be around me. What I'm going to have a ghost around the Holy Ghost. About to fall out of the chair. We're going to have a ghost around the Holy Ghost. Ghost around the Holy Ghost. I'm carrying the Holy Ghost. You come. You trying to scare me. You're a ghost trying to scare the Holy Ghost. You can't scare the Holy Ghost with a ghost. Hallelujah. So y'all stay away from them scary people. That's a ghost. Holy Ghost. When you got the Holy Ghost, a ghost can't scare you. All right. Well, let me. We've been blessing the Lord today. Look at somebody say, we've been blessed. You've been blessed. You've been blessed. Because the power that you're carrying now, you can't have no power of being around folks that are scary. And speaking in tongues don't work right now because you won't speak to me anyway. When I correct you, you won't speak to me anyway. When I rise to the next occasion, you ain't going to speak to me anyway. You got to use your false tongue on a real sound. Oh, this is blessing me today. You got people using false tongues on a real sound. You walk in the realness of God, and they want to give you false tongues, but they won't speak to you when you correct them. They won't speak to you when you tell them what's right. That's what people say, preach, Matthew, preach. Today. All right, let me go. Let me bring us in. Bring us on in. So now at the end of the days that the king had said should bring them to what? To them, the prince of the eunuch brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. Now, what are y'all watching right now? What are we watching in the world? We're watching the end of the era. Of the era of Queen Elizabeth. Do you know last year, at this time, on April the 9th, 21, passed away? Husband, Philip. Away last year. Try to get y'all to understand. You got to understand what's getting ready to happen in the land. So you got to be prepared for the transfer of power, but the transition of mantle. It's all, everything right now has been a transfer. They use Hollywood because they know that 40 million of you all going to watch the war. Now, isn't it interesting? They put all of the major black people on the major stage in Hollywood right now because all of the black people are going to sit there and watch it while all of the white people are making moves and getting their thing and setting themselves in place because they know that you all have already been sensory controlled. When you are sensory controlled, they can manipulate your movement and your momentum. So you are going to talk about a slap in the face when the Bible says in the Word of God, watch this. You want to be blessed by this? The Word of God said, look, you turn to the other cheek. If they slap you, what is it? Turn to the other cheek. See, you have to understand how everything is biblically controlled and manipulated in the system. But when God gave me a word to bring it to you so you can understand what I'm doing, and I'm revealing to you the secret code of what's going on in the world. All it is an ancient Egyptian, it's an ancient Egyptian symbol. So what are they doing? They're taking you back to the ancient days, so you can understand. And then they're doing what? They teleporting you. That's what television is called, teleporting. They're changing your mind, so they throw you off. You don't want to be thrown off. Some of you even follow me right now. You follow me. Your phone dropping. Some of you have an issue with your phone right now. Sometimes it freezes. See, the enemy is playing with games. Let me move right through this so you can be blessed. I'm in a different time zone. Let me bring it on in. All right. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the what? King. And all matter of what? Wisdom, understanding, that the king inquired of them. Found none, he found them 10 times, what? 10 times better than all of what? The magician, the astrologers were in all those what? Realms. They become better and more powerful than all of the witchcraft, the Chaldeans, the sorcerer, the voodoo doctors, and all of these spirits. Why? Because your dimension you're in, you are, your body is the carrier of the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm. These men were more powerful than the magician, the wizard, the sorcerer, the witch doctor, the voodoo doctor, the tarot card reader, those false prophets, the ancient spirits. More power than they will ever have. Why? Because your body is in a dimensional spiritual realm where the enemy cannot destroy you because of what you have. And if he can't destroy you, he surely can't send something that's called airborne into the presence of a man who's carrying prophetic airspace. When you carry the space in the dimension of God, you're carrying power in the spirit realm. And when you carry power in the spirit realm, you carry the authority of God. You can't kill me with a virus when I am going viral in the presence of God because I'm carrying a dimensional presence of God. If you read it from the book of Genesis 1 and 27, he said, let us make man in our image. In other words, our creativity, our passion, our desire, our custom. We make you in the image. You can't kill anything that's in the image of God, no matter how viral, how many viruses come. You carry a spiritual dimension in you. That's why he said this. If you read what he said in this verse, here's what he said again. This is in Daniel chapter number 1, verse 25. And the king communed with them, and among them all found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, all matter of what? Wisdom. Understanding that the king inquired of them, found them 10 times better than what? A magician, a wizard, a voodoo doctor, a voodoo doll, a sorcerer, a Chaldean. All of the demonic principalities, all of these demonic spirits that are in operation, you carry power greater than them. You have more power than them. Even these ancient spirits of these nanoparticles that's been put in your body, they already researched and studied. that already prepares you for these ancient spirits and ancient demonic activity to change the substratum of your organs. When you understand body, body is the physical structure of a person that include bone, flesh, and organs. Your organs are so powerful in the presence of God. Let me go further. The physical, moral aspect of a person opposed to the soul and the spirit realm, the human anatomy, the study of the biological biology concerned the structure of organism and their parts of human organs. So what they're doing is they're putting things inside you. Sound is creating a rhythm against your body, creating things to move you away from the very things of God. That's why you have to be very careful who prophesy into your life right now. You got to be very careful who connect with you right now. You got to be very careful who connect with your life. You are carriers of a powerful dimension in the spirit realm. You are very powerful people that are carrying a sound. A sound carry wealth in a dimension of wealth. You can open up a portal and things begin to happen in that dimension that will change the world, to change the entire, the cryptocurrency of the world. Every dimension of you carry a certain specific power source in you. So what did the king say? He found nothing in them. They were strong in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They was very powerful, and they were 10 times greater than any other dimension in the spirit realm. A magician can take you out. Why are you scared of a witch and a warlock? Why are you scared of somebody, a voodoo doctor? Why are you scared about a Jezebel spirit? You got power over them. You got power in the dimensional realm. Some people, you don't have to say nothing to a spirit. Show up and the spirit start trembling around you. That's why you got people, they're mumbling in their mouth. You talk to them. Hold on. Get your words right. They don't know what to say. They don't even know how to deal with you. That's why you got people talk to everybody else except you. Where you at in a spiritual dimension? You're at a totally different place in the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. In all matter of wisdom and understanding, the king inquired of them and found them 10 times better than all of the magicians and the astrologers that were in all what realm. You got to be careful, saints of God. You got to be careful right now of people speaking into you. Watch this. Level. If you are a prophet that flows in dimension, be very careful who speak to you from level, because you don't want those levels to enter back into a dimension in you. Be very careful of those who operate in level to speak to you in realm. Because you're walking in a certain kind of level. You never give a novice power, you create a problem. You have to understand where you're at in God. So when you flow in a spiritual dimension, you can flow in the rhythm and the power in the depths of God. Those are places in the kingdom of God that are so powerful for the men and women of God. So you have to be very careful of where people say to you and what people do to you in these places. Someone was prophesying to me, Brother Matthew, the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, you're an apostle. Lord, well, praise God. And before I take it back, I say it again. Speaking from a what? A level. The level he was speaking from is a level of a title. I operate apostolic anointing or realm. Now listen to this. I flow in that realm. I don't need a title. I flow in the realm. I flow in the realm before I have to have a title. You follow what I'm saying? People want to have a title first, and they can't flow in that realm. That's why they get sick, attacked. They don't understand dimension. They don't have to flow. Is this making sense? Because you have too many people who are telling folks from a level what you are when you are in a dimension. I flow in dimensional, dimension, height, width, depth, level. I mean, height, width, depth in the dimensional. presence of God. I tap in. I move from one place to another in the spiritual realm. Now, what they said made sense, but they were only looking at it from a place of having a title because I don't have my name on it. Now, watch this. Can I bless you with this? Can I bless you with this? That's good to have. But if I go to a university and want to be a professor at a university, or if I want to be a president of a university and a chancellor at a university, I can't get a job coming as an apostle because I must have a doctorate degree. So I have an earned PhD. I'm not a kuma. I'm a summa. That's a high-level degree. That's the highest level. Summa, AAA. So I operate. So I can go anywhere I want to in the world and teach. I'm a dean at two different colleges, one college and one university. So I didn't need, I appreciate him saying that you are an apostle. He was talking about a title. So when I say I'm Dr. Matthew, it gives me power not only in the dimensional realm, but in different arenas. I can flow and move in those different arenas. Now, certain people can't do that. The reason I'm explaining this to you, so you can understand who is speaking over your life and speaking into your life at whatever level. Are they speaking from the place of a level, realm, or a dimension? And many of you have to understand, when I travel from nation to nation, I go in speaking in the dimension, and I open up realms. Them into dimension so that they can flow in those areas, in those portals. Now, if there's people who operate in levels, I can move them into the level with frequency because I don't go into any church ministry and control that church movement or dimension. What I go in is open up and release it. That leader is the man and woman of God that have to open those levels up to the men and women of God. My job is to go in, and what did I do? I go in and release access, and then they tap into those dimensions. Or then I go in and support the system that is already there or open them up to what they need for that ministry. I don't go in and control churches. I don't manipulate pastors. I don't go in to try to change what they're. You're the man and woman God in charge. I'm a servant. My job is to go inside. And then what I do as an intelligent, I go in and reveal to you what you may not know or what you already know and give clarity to it. That's why when God sent me from one city to another city, I go in to give clarity to leaders. I reveal to things that they don't know so they'll be able to tap into that realm and take the people to the next level in that dimension. So I don't have to be called a chief apostle. Because everybody want to be chief now. And they don't even have an Indian. They don't have no Indian, but they want to be chief. Because you have to be able to take the people into understanding what's going on in those spiritual realms so they can tap into. That's why I can speak to political leaders and governmental people and speak to world leaders and share things politically with them. Because I open up those prophetic portals or spiritual mapping. I go into the map and open up what's in the map. Demonic principality, so people can come into understanding where they're at politically and spiritually. So we open up the frequency so people can move into those realms and flow into that dimension in the spirit realm. So when God said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness, what he did, he opened up a spiritual dimension in the spiritual realm that people will flow in that dimension or the spiritual realm. You have to be able to tap in. And many of you who follow us, and share, even like sons and daughters, virtual members, spiritual sons and daughters. I don't want to even call spiritual. I have to be very careful with that, God, son, and God, daughter. They're able to tap in to understand the dimension for which they are at in the kingdom of God. My job is not to divide. Such two people say, Prophet Matthew's job is not to divide. My job is to provide. My job is not to divide a ministry. My job is to provide that ministry with what they need. My job is not to come in and cause confusion. My job is to fuse them. with the few so they can move to that dimension in the spiritual realm and flow in that dimension and move in that dimension with power and authority. So I'm taking the people into a dimension in the spiritual realm where they'll be able to move and operate in that dimension, and they'll flow, and they'll be able to flow with power and authority in the spiritual realm. So when your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in a realm, that's why the word of the Lord God said over in the book of 3 John 1, he said, "Beloved, I wish upon all things that thou may prosper and be in what? Health, even as thy soul prosper." I'm tapping you into that spiritual dimension. So Daniel was able to operate in a spiritual dimension so that his body can be able to interpret dreams and visions. So when you, chapter number one was all about being able to have access or having the power to move in that his organs was not subjected to the organs of Babylonian system. So chapter two opens him up with being able to be a dimensional carrier of the secrets of vision and dream. So when King Nebuchadnezzar in chapter number two shows up and his dream, he has a dream that disturbs him. He consults. Look at somebody. He consults what? He consulted what? Let me read this. He consulted what? The magician, the astrologer, excuse me, the Chaldean, the sorcerer. And none of them can identify with that realm. Why? Because they consulted other deities. I consult the God of eternity. When you consult the God of eternity, you consult a sound that never ends. When you consult deities, the only instrument that's used to represent the power of a country or a nation. God is the CEO of the universe. He has more power. And I tap into the power source of eternity. Elohim, Yahweh, Yah. God is the ultimate thing in the earth realm. And too many people are operating under deities of people who don't have your best interest at hand to bring you into the presence of God. You have to be able to tap into that presence. And so when they came in and they said, "We cannot tell you, O king," listen to this. In chapter number two, the king interpreted the dream. That the thing went from him because God would not allow him to reveal to those what? Counterfeit. Something God is not revealing to any counterfeit. Only thing the counterfeits are doing, they're imitating you. They're logging what you paste and cut. They're following you, what they watch you do. That's why the sons of Sceva, now watch this, people of God, and I'm going to end on this. This should bless you. The sons of Sceva did what? The sons of Sceva watched Paul minister. And when they saw what Paul did, this is what they did, Brother Lamar, Foster family, a saint of God. This is what they did. They call over the demon, call over the people who had spirits in them. What do you mean calling over? They consulted the spirit. They called them over. They consulted spirits to try to cast them out. And those spirits that they try to cast out jump on them. So it overtook them. My job is not to call spirits over. My job is to take spirits out so I don't have to call people over. People that are calling folks over to prophesy, and they got demon spirits in them, and they're opening up spiritual realms. Y'all just missed the whole revelation. You want me to go deeper so you can understand what I'm saying? Listen to this. People who are counterfeit look at stuff and try to call folks over to perform. We don't call nobody over. We go inside and take it out. Because when people know that you got power, you don't have to call them over. They seek you out, but you will have power to take them out. Everybody else is trying to call folks over to what they're doing so they can get demons inside them. You got a whole lot of people ain't casting demons out of you. They're putting spirits in you. You got people ain't prophesying into you. They're speaking, prophesying into a dimension of you, messing up you, making you look like decoding your system. Here you are doing good in your life, your family right, and then go inside and prophesy, and your whole house is out of order. You all messed up. Your job ain't succeeding. Your corporation ain't going nowhere. Why? Because you open yourself up to a counterfeit, and not an encounter with God. You got to open yourself up to the presence where the Spirit of God can break you. And Daniel operated in that level. So when he prophesied, the portals were open unto him. And when you move in that place, you move into a dimension of the presence of God. And you know what's getting ready to happen in the earth realm? After April 10th, there are going to be many, many world leaders and major leaders calling. You know why? Because they can't do nothing with what's going on in the world. Congressmen and senators and people all over are throwing in the towel. They're quitting. When election year. You know why? Because they're consulting men and women of God who carry the oil on their life and not a title in their head. You have to have the oil on your life to deal with these types of people, to walk with Arabian kings and going to Dubai and countries like this. When they see you, they know you're there. As a matter of fact, when these people see you, those deity gods, let them know that you're on your way, and they seek you out. You need answers. See, the world needs answers. They don't need wizards. They need the world. They need men and women of God who are going to reveal to them what's going on. Glory to God. So you can move into the power in the dimensions of God with authority in God and the power of God. Flow in that dimension, God moves like never before over your life, and the demon spirit will not be able to manhandle you. God Almighty. All right, let's stop. Let me stop. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the people of God on today. We thank you for what you're opening up unto them even now. We thank you for the power that's been released into their mind and their spirit. For the next level, God, take them in. Let your power and your glory be revealed unto them. Father, we thank you for it right now. And Father, we ask right now that the cerebellum and the cerebrum be open unto the knowledge and the understanding that the mysteries of the kingdom of God begin to be revealed. Father, we thank you for it right now. Stir up the gift inside of them, God. Let your power be released over them in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man and attack to the hand of the enemy right now. And we decree and declare the presence and the power of God. Open up unto them, God, the mysteries. God, let them walk into the operating, into the mysteries of the kingdom, God. Reveal to them, God, the sacred things. Open up that spiritual portal unto them even now in the name of Jesus. Open up them to the revelation and the knowledge, God. Let them tap in with the glory of your word, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we're tapping into that spiritual dimension, and God is revealing to the people of God what they need to know right now. All right, saints of God, I'm going to give you opportunity to be a blessing today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Give you opportunity to tap into this seed today. Ah, this is called the creativity seed. The seed of creativity. I want to give you opportunity to sow into this creativity seed today. Many of you, you are in April 10th. Mark that day, April 10th. It's going to be, some things are going to begin to happen like never before in your life. It's greater things are opening up to you that you never thought you could experience. April 10th, we in it today, April 10th. This is the day. This is the day. Many things are getting ready to be opened up unto us. I'm telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to be revealed to you. I told you, some people feel like, the glory of the latter house. God is turning sundown. This is the creativity seed. Those of you who today who said, Prophet Matthew, I want to sow into this creativity seed. I'm standing on the word of God with this creativity seed. Some of you already saw what the other seed that God is doing. You can sow into the creativity seed. I'm believing God in this creativity seed. Man of God, woman of God, today you can sow into this creativity seed. And I'm telling you, watch and see that this day is the day that established many things for your life. The creativity seed. Those of you said, Prophet Matthew, I will sow $100 into this creativity seed. I believe you in this creativity seed. This is the seed that I know that you get ready to see between now and the 12th. You're going to see a shaking in the United States government between now and the 12th. I want to give you opportunity to sow into this creativity seed. Some of you are going to be operating in such governmental levels in the spiritual realm of God right now. Things have been opened unto you. You're operating. You're sowing into the creativity seed. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow the $100 into the creativity seed. I know what you're saying is exactly what God has spoken to me. I know I didn't understand it to the details, but now I have it today. I understand this is the creativity seed that's getting ready to create many things that you did not know were happen from you going into this week, going into the next week. You're moving, you're watching, you're viewing and seeing the power of the creativity of God being resisted, being released through you. You're sowing a creativity seed today. Those of you say, I'm stepping out to sow this creativity seed, you can sow that today. It's on the screen right there. Administrator Rita Bryan put it up there. You can go to Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Or you can go over to the website at We Restore You. .org. If you're going to do it via Zelle, look up Lauren Matthews Ministry at gmail.com, and you can sow into this creativity seed today. We bless the Lord for you, Brother Joseph James. We decree and declare major doors for you this week, man. Man of God, even coming into Wednesday, I'm watching and seeing new things are getting ready to manifest for yourself. Says the Spirit of the Lord God, there's going to be some things opening unto you that you've been talking to the Lord about. Get ready to see them manifest themselves for you. Sister Della Cruz, I know you've been through some difficult challenges, but the Lord said your challenges is going to create opportunity. All of the challenges that you've been through is getting ready to create opportunities for you in this season. Sister Asia, the Lord is saying there have been a small delay, but he's moving you into all of the details. The Lord said, focus on you in this season. The Lord said, tell you, daughter, focus on you. What I'm doing is bringing you into a focal point of some major things I'm going to do inside you, and then I will do it inside others. Sister Long, you're going to see today that there's going to be some major turnarounds in your life. And even as you prepare to go into tomorrow, you're going to see things begin to happen for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. You're getting ready to watch and see a manifestation of some things you asked God to do between 2012 and 2018. Between 2012 and 2018, you're going to see those things begin to manifest themselves for your life and in your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Get ready. You're walking in what we call the creativity moment. I'm releasing a creativity sound, the creativity rhythm, so you can sow into this powerful creativity seed right now. You're being blessed right now by the creativity. Dr. Angela Harris, we decree and declare, woman of God, not only in the creativity of things, but God said there's some things in this season that he's giving you master ideas in, master ideas. There are going to be some things that are going to be open to you and master ideas. And the Lord said he's moving you up. I'm looking even as I'm talking right now. The Lord said, I'm taking you up. I'm ranking you. You're moving up in rank. You're moving up in rank, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And people did not understand you in the last 23 years. They didn't understand what God was doing in you and for you. So the Lord said, now you're getting ready to tap into those new things and new ideas, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Get ready, woman of God. Get ready. Get ready, people. Sow that creativity seed. Sow that creativity. I'm sowing today into that creativity seed right now. I'm believing God right now. Sister Dorothy Daniel, I'm looking right now at you, woman of God. There's some things that you're stuck in right now, and you've been trying to fight this old thing that's been going on, so you're stuck in it. God want to unstick you out of this thing that you've been battling in your mind so you can go to the next level. There's some things that you were supposed to do, but you got stuck in it, and you're warring in it, but God is bringing you out of it, woman of God. You've been battling in that thing. God is bringing you out of it, and I'm even looking at some things being open. I don't know what's going on in your body, but I decree and declare God is moving it out right now for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. You're walking in a powerful presence. You're walking in a powerful place right now. Today, word of God for the people of God, so you can understand. Today, message. When your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth realm, you are the presence of God right now in the embodiment of God right this moment. You're walking, breathing, and living in this powerful presence. Sister Wanda Nelson, trust God in this season. I keep hearing the word five times. Trust God, trust God, trust God, trust God, trust God. Woman of God, trust him for what he's getting ready to do. Because you're at a pivotal place right now where things are getting ready to happen, but the enemy is trying to stop you. And I hear the word of the Lord God. You've been talking to the Lord about relationship. Listen to this. God said, let me have fellowship with you, and I'll show you how to get into relationship with others. Let him have fellowship with you and watch what he's getting ready to do in your life. All right, say to God, sow that seed. I'm in the creativity seed today. I'm sowing into the power of creativity for your life, the power of creativity for your life. You have to know, Sister Gwen Marshall, you are in a creativity moment. There are some things, Sister Marshall, you're dealing with in your body. I'm even looking at right now a powerful evangelist, Gwen Marshall. Listen to this woman of God. Now, there's three major things that look like it came back to visit you. Now, listen to this. It's a word from you, for you right now. Three major things in your life are hitting you back to back. And the Lord said, it's trying to throw your thought and your rhythm of your thought off right now. So those things are heavy. And I even hear you say, Lord, I'm back where I started from. Don't say that. You're in another dimension. You're dealing with backdated stuff. Listen to this, Gwen Marshall. You just told the Lord, you're going back to where you are. No, you're in another dimension, woman of God. You're dealing with backdated stuff. And that's for about 20 of you right now. You all are dealing with backdated stuff. And when you open your mouth and say, oh, I'm back where I'm started, you're not there. You're dealing with backdated stuff. You're dealing with data that's backdated. I hope this is blessing somebody. You're going to show into this creativity scene. So, Marshall, you're in a new place in God. But what you're dealing with is backdated stuff. The enemy is trying to come back with stuff in that time and date to make you feel like you're there. You're not there, woman of God. So you don't have to keep saying, Lord, I'm back where I'm started. You're not there. You're dealing with backdated stuff, stuff that's backdated. You are in a new dimension, woman of God. Stay there. Don't let your word trick your presence. Don't let your word sneak up on your power. Don't let your word delay your presence. Don't let your word fool your destiny. You are in another dimension. Y'all pulling on me today. I gotta be somewhere else in about 5 hours. You gotta know where you at in this dimensional realm. You are in a spiritual dimension right now where God is taking you at. I'm speaking to somebody else, Sister Tony. God said, tell you, don't go back to that place where you feel you at. No, you're dealing with backdated stuff. You're in another place, woman of God. The Lord is doing something for your son. There's the Lord is doing something in your family. God said, I'm calling you to a new place, woman of God. Don't be afraid to step in to where you are at right now. It looks like some of you feel like you're isolated. No, you're elevated. You're not isolated. You by yourself because you're elevated above what was tearing you down. You're in another place in God. You got to understand, I'm holding you up for this dimension. I have you in a powerful place. You're clashing with your flesh in a presence of greatness. So stay in that place that God have you in right now. All right, come on. Come on, sow that seed right now. So sow that creativity seed. Some of you waiting right now. Don't delay. You need to sow that creativity seed, that $100 seed right now. I'm sowing into it, Prophet Matthew, because I know that it's the 10th and the 12th and moving me up this month. Things are happening, Sister Gwen Marshall. The Lord has his hand on you right now. Sister Linda Key Taylor. Oh, Ramasi Deliosha. God is saying to you, I'm doing something for your family right now. I'm moving on your behalf in this hour. Oh, glory to God. Sister Sewell, woman of God, the Lord is moving on this family matter that you have. The Lord says, you've been battling with this thing a long time. The enemy even tried to make you feel like it's a curse. No, the Lord said there's consequences of it. This is not a curse. God said, I'm moving you to another place in him and another place in him. The Lord said, don't be disappointed by what the enemy is trying to tell you. Matter of fact, you're feeling like where you're at right now, that some things are happening. It don't look like it's in your favor, but the Lord is releasing some things. I hear the Lord cutting some things out. Cutting. There's some things the Lord is cutting. And I don't know say. He's cutting. Amen. We bless the Lord. Even Sister Tina Rice in the conference that you guys had yesterday, the event, God is moving in such a supernatural way. Matter of fact, this is what I heard for you in the conference, and I wasn't there because I was still busy. I was on the plane. Flying, so I didn't get to talk to anybody. When I got here, y'all were 3 or 4 hours ahead of me. I'm way back in another time though. This is a word for some of you right now. Where some of you, no, this is for those who were in the conference. The Lord said, I went in. Now listen to this. It's powerful for those, and this is for those who were grieving and going through stuff themselves. And that don't mean, when you grieve, that don't mean you're grieving because somebody died. You can go through a divorce and grieve because that's a death. You can lose something special. It's a grief. The Lord said, what I'm going into now, reviving that which flesh lost. Listen to this. Ooh, this is powerful. Oh, this is powerful. Somebody catch this. God said, I'm going inside. Yesterday was to revive flesh lost. So some of you who lost people in the flesh, I'm reviving inside of you what flesh lost and called you to grieve. So some of you in this season, you're getting ready to enter into a ceremonial season because God had to bring you out of what you lost in the flesh. I'm reviving what you lost in the flesh. And some of you have to understand the powerful place you're at right now. God had to allow your flesh to grieve so your spirit can live. Ooh, I should have been there yesterday. I could share this right now. God is allowing, I feel a new wind. Somebody just pulled on me. I feel like somebody just got a breakthrough right now. Somebody just broke through something they were holding on to. Go ahead and go. Don't be afraid to love again. Don't be afraid to open up again. Don't be afraid to accept that again. It's going to be okay. I know you've been alone too long, but God said he's doing it for somebody. This is somebody right now. Somebody's heart is being healed right now. Oh, good God. I feel somebody's pain right now. Y'all, I feel somebody's pain right now. Y'all don't be pulling on me right now because I got to preach again. I feel somebody's pain right now. This is for somebody right now. This is for somebody right now. See, y'all about to get me crying. You know what? I was crying the other day, and that wasn't me. The Holy Ghost said, you crying for a person. Now, y'all about to have me to cry because somebody deal with some pain right now. Okay? I'm trying to hold back. The Spirit of the Lord God is saying, tell you that where you're at right now, I'm going in and reviving what flesh lost. And as I'm reviving what flesh lost, spirit is living again. And that place that you've been holding on to, it's okay. It's okay to cry. And it's okay to go through grieving. But look, watch this. Grief shouldn't control your destiny and purpose. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? Grief shouldn't control your destiny and purpose. Just because you lost somebody or you lost that, destiny is preordained. When destiny is preordained, God will give you somebody in destiny that will fulfill a loss of a flesh thing. I hope this is making sense for somebody. Because many of you, you had a pivotal place in your life where you feel a loss is causing you to die. No, a loss is causing you to live. Because what you do now is you steal what God sent on. Oh, my God. You're trying to steal what God sent on to him. See, what God sent on to him is to bless them from the pain that they went through. So don't keep trying to steal what God sent on. Oh, this is blessing somebody right now. Oh, y'all about got me about to cry. See, because God sent that man or woman on. You were trying to steal what God sent on. They went through enough pain. So don't go try to steal what God sent on. So don't let your grief mess with your destiny. It shouldn't control you. Oh, my God. All right, let me stop. I got to stop. I'm thinking to myself, too. I'm going back to I lost my sister. I'm going back to a place. My God, hallelujah. All right. All right, thanks. I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing today. Woo. God, that tears came out of my eyes on that one. Hallelujah. All right. You have to understand what God is doing right now for your life. Too many people are in a powerful position in their life. A powerful position in your life. And God is moving. The word of God today, for many of you today, this word, mark this word down. When your body becomes the manifestation of the presence of God in the earth, man, you're carrier of the powerful manifestation of God in your life. All right. We're traveling around the United States. Join us. We'll be heading to the East Coast. Then we'll be heading to the Carolinas. Then we'll be heading to the Mississippi. We'll be heading out to the West Coast. We're just thanking God for doors that will be open. But thanks to God, sow into this creativity seed. There's some of you right now. I want to give you the opportunity. You can do that today. If you want to mail your seed, mail it to mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Sow that seed, the creativity seed. Thanks to God. We're coming to your region. And thanks to God, in this season that we're in, we're coming to your region. And we're bringing a word for many of your life. so many of you right now. You're on spiritual death row. And God sent us into cities to break people from the death row that they're in. A man on death row, every day that they wake up, they knowing that they're dying, but they don't know exactly the day. I come to let some of you, you can't die in your spiritual death row. You don't even need to be in that place any longer. There are too many powerful things that the Lord is doing in your life. I don't know if my brother and friend on here, this is the word for, Apostle Greg Jacob. This is a prophetic word for you. If you're on, let me know if you're on still, man of God. I want to release this word to you. I'm not going to release it until you come. But some of you, you are in a powerful place in this season of your life where God is doing many things for your life. And when I call this the creativity seed, there are many things that are going to be open unto you. Yeah, we're going to be heading to Florida soon. We're going to be heading in that particular region. And there are things that God is opening to our lives right now that he's allowing us to tap into. And some of you, you are ready right now, like never before, for the hand of God on your life. I speak and decree and declare these breakthroughs for your life today. And in these breakthroughs, your life is going to be healed. And your life has changed right now. This is a word for you, Apostle Greg Jacob. I hear the word of the Lord God said, you're in a season of the light and the camera, the light and the camera. Man of God, there's getting ready to be a major, major door and platform that God is getting ready to take you on, man of God. And I'm looking at the last 3 years. I had transitioned. It literally, sometimes you would feel like a wilderness. And the attack that you had to go through was the attack of backdated lies. Watch this now. This is for you. I hear this word. The what you had to go through was an attack of backdated lies. Backdated lies. The enemy wants to go backdated some stuff to throw you off on the data that's in you. So when the enemy came with backdated lies, it was interfering with the data that you have in you. And the Lord have you at this strategic place, man of God, where the doors are getting ready to open, light and camera. And God is getting ready to release you into that place. So many people were hindrance to your momentum. And the Lord said, you're getting ready to operate in such a powerful momentum in your walk right now. You ain't seen nothing yet of the momentum that God is getting ready to give you. Elijah comes forth is just a portion of what God is getting ready to release to you, man of God. It's so far greater than that of what God. That is just to prepare the people for the local area. That ain't even regional. God is taking you regional. He's unlocking some things that are going to be so great for your ministry and even for your wife, Tina. There's some things that the Lord is doing in her, and there's some places that God is taking her right now. I'm even seeing business. Tell her whatever that had to do with the business, God, tell her, the Lord said, run with it with power. Their door is going to open for her business like never before. She has ups and downs. She's getting ready to thrust in those things. And the Lord said, even inside of her, greater things are getting ready to happen. This is for 7 people that got business right now. I want you to hear this. 7 people that have business. After this day, the 10th day here of 2022, and you can share this with others, 7 of you who have business, I want you to understand that you just entered into a major, listen to this, a major six-figure season. There are things that are going to open up for you. There's business. There's going to be business or company that you're purchasing from going to make deals with you. There are things that you didn't think were going to happen for your business, going to expand. I hear the word expansion. God is going to open up a great marketing opportunity for some of you. And you're going to be marketing your business, but God's going to bless you to help the marketers. So those who are marketing you, God's going to use you to bless those marketers. How do I put it? That means the people who you're going to seek out to market you, God's going to turn around and let you bless their life, and they're going to bless you. You're in a very powerful window here, people of God. I'm trying to tell you how to soar into this creativity seed right now. He's going to work in your favor and work for you now. And I hear the word, if you step all the way out, I'll step all the way in. That'll preach right there. That's for somebody. If you step all the way out, I will step all the way in. Write that down. If I step all the way out, God will step all the way in. See, you can't step out half of the way and get scared because it doesn't look good. If you step all the way out, God will step all the way in. When I went into full-time ministry, I had to step all the way out so God could step all the way in. This is for somebody. If you step all the way out, God will step all the way in to your life for you, saints of God. I'm decreeing and declaring, step all the way out, God was all the way in for your life. And you will know the power of God that's getting ready to touch you like never before. Step out. Step all the way out and watch God step all the way in for your life on today. I bless you on today for these visits. Bless you now on today for the power of God on your life and the manifestation of the things for your life. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, woman of God. Step all the way out and God will step all the way in for your life on today. Walk in that thing, saints. Walk in that thing, people of God. Walk in what God told you to do. Stand on that word of God. Step out. Step all the way out, and God will step all the way in for you even now in Jesus' name. Let God arise, and your enemies be scattered. All right. Love you immensely. We're heading to your city. If you're in Chicagoland area, join us in our sanctuary there. There's a word from the Lord. We bless the Lord for many of you. We love you, and we thank God for you. If you're in the region I'm in right now, join us. I'm telling you, there's going to be a word in the for us today. Now, if you were with us in New Jersey, Baltimore, New Jersey, and Philadelphia, we had a powerful service that was there. I think we had about 250 people there, and we didn't have nothing. Corona was not in the building, but viral was in the building. We went viral in the middle of what was going on. God is doing many things for you, and he's moving over your life today, and we love you. Stay connected with us. Join us as we do Drive Out with the Prophet. We'll be doing a major project tomorrow evening on Zoom for one of the pastors in another region. We're dealing with what we call prophetic intelligence. I'm going to be sharing some things in prophetic intelligence for many of you all. Stay tuned. We'll be doing our prophetic school of the diamond. We're only going to be taking 50 people. Now, I want everybody to listen to this. We're only going to be taking 50 people for the prophetic school of the diamond. And it's going to be a powerful school of teaching. We're going to be preparing for that. Don't forget the book, The Encounter with Wisdom. If you haven't got Love, the Unfinished Chapter, you want to get that as well. Great things to happen. We're looking forward to many of you in the very near future. All right, sow that seed today. I'm being a blessing today, and I'm sowing into this word of God, Prophet Matthew. I want to be a blessing. You said, and those of you who want to sow a seed, please do that as well. Say, I'm sowing a seed into the move of God. All right, love you immensely. Stay in that place of God. Let the Spirit continue to use you mightily, and God is going to do it for you. Share this with others. Let them be blessed. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. It's on your hand, Administrator Brian, with the other announcements right now. Love you all. God bless you.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
The Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022. The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready and ready and ready.
The new book
is coming soon.
The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Lift your worship now. Favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel. Favor in your
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.